910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the most intense day of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah since the Gaza war began. Israel today has struck more than 300 targets in Lebanon. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Lebanon reporting over 100 dead, dozens injured. The IDF calling on Lebanese civilians to leave buildings, even towns where Hezbollah is operating, sending that message by text in recorded calls and radio announcements. Thousands of Lebanese getting in their cars, fleeing north towards Beirut.
The Middle East expected to be a major topic this week at the UN General Assembly. Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll deliver an economic speech this week. Polls show former President Trump more trusted to handle the economy. In key swing states, a set of New York Times Siena College polls found Trump slightly leading Harris in Arizona, and the two about evenly matched in North Carolina. There's a bipartisan spending deal in place that would avoid a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing two Rusk County towns for not providing accessible voting equipment during the April election. According to DOJ officials, the towns of Thornapple and Lawrence failed to provide equal access to the ballot for all of their voters. Town officials had expressed their distrust in the machines and banned them for the election. The town of Lawrence has reached an agreement with the DOJ to provide the machines going forward, but the town of Thornapple has not reached any agreement yet. The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 71 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high back up to 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do we do? we get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we talked to Julie Lassa with more ways that the Biden-Harris administration has been investing in Wisconsin's smaller towns and the rural economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. The skies are blue, but it's definitely a little chilly.
The skies are blue. Yeah, absolutely is. You know, and we needed rain, man. We got rain. I mean, we really needed rain, and Sunday was one of those days, right?
Yes, it was. It was just dreary, but like you said, we really needed it.
So we got a lot to talk about this morning. I've got many different subjects that we are going to talk about, but Calvin, I've got a request before we even get started with anything else. Can you fulfill that request for me, please, sir? Yes, it is officially fall. We have to bid the summer of 2024 adieu. Calvin, I'm not ready for it to go, man.
It flew by. It's just the blink of an eye.
Man, where did summer go? Man, you know, the older I get, the quicker this goes by, man. It was just 80 degrees all last week, Calvin. Right? I mean, just beautiful. You know, I was complaining a little bit. It got to be about 86, 87. But, Calvin, now it's 50. I got up. It was 50, man. Are you ready for 50?
To be completely honest with you, I like 50 more than I like 85.
Oh, hey, listen, man. I got to get the snowblower out and start making sure the snowblower is ready. I'm just saying, man. Man, where did the summer go? You know, it lasts the same period of time every year, Calvin. Doesn't it?
Yeah, well, fingers crossed we are not getting the snowblowers out anytime too soon.
Hey, yeah, man, anyway, it's, you know, we'll get through I think the high is going to be 60 today, a little higher than 60, a little bit more than that. And, you know, normally I've been coming to work in short pants and polos, And that just wouldn't work today, Calvin.
Yeah, I got jeans on for the first time
So do I, man. So is it time to put the sandals away?
Yeah, you know, it's Wisconsin. I wouldn't be surprised if we got a random hot day in October.
Well, man, it's time to put the sandals away. It's time to... yeah, I know I'm exaggerating, but man, I'm already missing summer, man. You know, concerts in the park, you know, picnics, working on the yard, you know, edging the grass, making sure the flowers are pruned, the bushes are pruned. Man, I don't want to see you go. But I guess, Calvin, if we don't want to see it go, we have to leave Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, and go somewhere where you're probably not going to like the summer.
I'm not ready to do that. But anyway, we've got a lot of things lined up for you this morning. We're going to talk about, Calvin, we're going to spend some time talking about you and your generation in voting. And, you know, there was a time, not so long ago, I was at an event on yesterday at a church. Reverend Jesse Jackson was there and his son and a couple of Congress people were there. And they were talking, and we were talking about voting. And Reverend Jackson has an organization that is traveling around the country trying to organize and get young people out to vote. And so, you know, young people aren't the only ones. This is not about young people not voting, because young people do vote. But there's, you know, the millennials and a Generation Z, young voters have growing power, but broken politics leave them fatalistic, study finds. And this is a study from UC Berkeley. And Calvin, from, you know, the mouth of babes, you can you give us some insight as to why? I'm not saying a large percentage of younger voters don't vote, but there's a segment, as there is of all of us, that doesn't vote. Why do you think some from your generation and the generation under you aren't so enamored with the politics and voting in this country?
I think it's a couple things. I think primarily, just there was a lot going on in politics is another thing that you have to pay attention to. If people my age have jobs and then they have hobbies and they have friends and they have relationships, and then to add politics onto that is another thing. And a lot of them have this view that the politics doesn't really actually affect them. So since it's an added thing that they don't want to have to worry about and they feel it doesn't affect them, they choose not to.
Well, you know, Calvin, the things you just mentioned. Now, phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You talked about your friends having jobs, your friends having, you know, friends and other things. I think everybody's generation experiences those things. But as I was, you know, delving into this article, Calvin, it basically said that a lot of your generation, you're a millennial?
I'm Gen Z, but I'm older Gen Z.
Yeah, okay, Gen Z. Yeah, Gen Z. So Gen Zs, millennials, and even some Xers have, you know, I turned off by what happens and what is going on with them politically, because the politics of what is happening is kind of handcuffing them with their abilities to to move forward in the society. Is it safe to say that that might have something to do with it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. There's certainly, and I see this more online than amongst my friends per se, but there's definitely a segment of my generation who thinks that the whole system is broken and the only way, and voting's not going to fix it. Something would have to happen where we need to get a new system somehow, which I view as naive and kind of ridiculous, but there is a large population of mostly younger people who feel that way.
You know, Calvin, you talked about a new system. Clearly the system we have is broken. I don't think there's anybody who can argue about whether or not the system that we presently have is working. And it probably has been broken for a long, long time, for, you know, I would say decades. But there's no chance that the system is going to be changed. I mean, I just don't think there's any way possible that the system that we presently have in this nation is ever going to be changed. There are too many people who benefit by the way the system is presently situated, Calvin, that to think that the situation is going to be changed. I remember as a young man, I believed that I was going to be a part of changing the system. At around your age and maybe even a little bit younger, I was around a bunch of people, and we really thought that we would change the system. And we worked for a while to do that, and guess what happened?
You didn't change it that much.
The system changed us because we wound up having families and we wound up joining, you know, the system, Calvin. And the system has been around so long, and people, the system is so powerful in this nation that it will alter the views of those of us who know that it needs to be changed. You look at a Democratic and a Republican Party, and so many people think that that two-party system doesn't work anymore, and yet the chances of changing it is a pipe dream. 844-967-2789. Calvin, we got a couple of text messages. You want to read those for us, please?
Yeah, we got Tony texting in on the YouTube line. He says, it's all fighting with little outcome until something like the Dobbs decision happens. And absolutely agree that government hasn't looked out for the younger people. And yeah, I guess I agree. That's definitely how a lot of people in my generation feel.
All right, 844-967-2789. But what the younger people are starting to find out is, with their numbers, if they mobilize and organize, you know, if ever there was a time that they can probably bring about a change, it is now. Because it requires different thought. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm going to talk a little bit on the other side about why women, young women, might be the ones who are in the position to bring about.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests. Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man, losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was reading this article, and it was, you know, from the Berkeley Institute for Young Americans, and it was pointing out that the fact that young voters, Generation Z, millennials, the sheer power that they have, and Generation Z. And so I was at, I was at an event last night at a church, and Reverend Jesse Jackson was there along with his son and other political leaders, congresspeople and others. And they're moving around the country trying to mobilize and get young people to vote. And so when I was, they told us to raise our hands. Those 80 and older, raise your hand. There was one person 80. 70s, raise your hands. 60s, raise your hands. 50-year-olds, raise your hands. 40-year-olds, raise your hands. They got down to 20 and 30-year-olds. And I looked around. There was only one person 20 years old at the event. And there were a couple 30-year-olds. So it made me stop and think and ponder. This is clearly a missed opportunity, but I think that's the main reason why so much attention, Calvin and others, is being paid now to the young vote. Younger voters had a broad, decisive impact on the 2020 presidential elections and congressional elections in 2018 and 2022, according to research released by Berkeley Institute for Young Americans. Now, with the 2024 presidential election just months away, the Institute's analysis raises concerns about possibly low turnout among young voters in November. Two new studies offer a deeply detailed look at the social values and political behaviors of voters ages 18 to 43 and jarring insights into their generational beliefs. Some findings diverge sharply from prevailing stereotypes about the political behavior of young voters. Surprisingly, the Institute reports the values of Generation Z and millennial voters across the political spectrum are converging towards agreement on key issues. But the researchers found a substantial generation gap in American politics. Both young liberals and young conservatives want effective government action to solve challenges, while their parents and grandparents have been in conflict for a half century over the role of government. So, Calvin, you see, I mean, that's where we are now. The conflict between your grandparents, your parents, those of my generations, totally divided on whether somebody's a Democrat or a Republican. And it doesn't seem to be addressing. That is why we talk about there needs to be a change in the way government is run, because it's not addressing the issues of your generation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I completely agree. I would disagree with the article a little bit to an extent. That's when it says that young conservatives want effective government. In my opinion, young people have divided into three groups. There's the liberal camp. There's the disaffected group that they just don't care. And then there's just the typical group that's captured by MAGA, just like the older folks. There's definitely a population of young people who are within Donald Trump's cult.
I would say, Calvin, that's a much smaller group than the young group who right now has come on board with Kamala Harris. One of the reasons why Kamala Harris is where she is right now is she's been able to garner support from a younger group. That was, remember, we used to have the conversations about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, right? You and I even had it on the air, and you clearly stated, man, you weren't feeling.
Yeah. No, that's how I was saying, like, the three groups, with Joe Biden in the race, the people who didn't care was definitely the largest group, and that group exclusively moves to Kamala Harris. It doesn't go to Donald Trump at all as we get closer to the election.
Well, I mean, that clearly, with all the things that I've been reading, part of what her push has been is younger voters. Younger voters who clearly stated, no, they're not all in on Kamala Harris. But I think when they look at the alternative, you know, a guy that we're talking about, Joe Biden being 82, and younger people just couldn't feel him, they're certainly not feeling the guy that's 78, right?
Yeah, I mean, he sounds just as old as Joe Biden and even crazier.
Yeah, I mean, really. 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, on the other side, we're going to talk about young women and why they become more liberal. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on a Motown Monday.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. And that's what you need to know here in Wisconsin. Now here's some news from closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Residents of a four-unit housing structure in Duluth have been displaced following a Saturday afternoon fire. According to the Duluth Fire Department, crews responded to the residential fire on Bayless Street at around 2 p.m. on Saturday. All of the occupants of the building were evacuated and nobody was reported injured. The fire caused smoke and water damage to three of the four units and fire damage in two of them. It caused an estimated $300,000 to $400,000 of damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has reached its highest enrollment levels in over a decade. According to UW data, the university saw a roughly 4% increase in the number of enrolled students and has a total student body of about 2,800 this year. The university also has a record number of graduate students and saw a 25% increase in online graduate enrollment. A number of UW schools have seen similar increases in their enrollment, and Governor Tony Evers is pushing for significantly more UW system funding. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 71 by Wednesday, sunshine with a high back up to 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Plenty of light. Oh.
A new day is dawning, sunny and bright. Oh, but after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby, are singing and the children are playing. There's plenty of work and the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying. But fun is a bore and with money I'm poor.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. So before we went to the break, I was talking about, you know, just the Generation Z and the millennial generation and how these younger people really are the prize as the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting to try to convince younger people to come out and vote, and that they can certainly be the change agent necessary. And can determine who the outcome of this election, can wind up winning the election. And so you can see signs of it already taking place as Democrats, and Kamala Harris has been able to, you know, wind up pulling ahead of Donald Trump since she wound up in, you know, running, replacing Joe Biden. And before I go to the phone lines, this is just something to back that up. And this is in today's USA Today. Young women have become more liberal. Stances on abortion, race relations, gun violence, and the environment have moved further left compared with a decade ago. I can say I'm surprised. I can't say I'm not surprised. The day after the 2016 election, my women's and gender studies professor at the University of North Carolina gave us space to discuss our feelings. The room was predominantly young women, many of whom were disgusted by the Access Hollywood tape and fearful for what the future held. Many of us, myself included, we're worried about a future of Roe versus Wade and democracy as we knew it. In the end, we were right to worry. It was a clear turning point in my adolescence and a turning point for the nation, for the young women in my women's study class. It would mean fundamental change to our lives. I was left-leaning in 2016, but I wasn't politically engaged. I grew up in a conservative rural town and didn't know how politics shaped my life. My politics were largely shaped by the Obama years and my naivety about how the world worked. That changed when Donald Trump got elected president. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, my daughter-in-law is a young African-American woman. And when we talk politics, she doesn't even really want to be involved. She doesn't like to talk about it. She's not going to vote. She's just turned down by all of the rhetoric because they all lie. She said they all lie. And I agree. I agree that Donald Trump lies. I agree that Kamala Harris lies. But one of the things that I talk to her about is what I call low informational voters, and there's on both sides. So I did an experiment with my wife. Now, my wife is 70 and I'm 72. And I asked her not to watch any Fox, any conservative stuff. And you can watch whatever you want to watch to get the news. And so she watches The View and she watches this and that. Then after a week, I asked her, I said, how do you feel? I said, Donald Trump is a pig. How can you be voting for him? And I said, oh, okay. Well, what's the problem? Oh, he's terrible. You can't. He's going to wreck democracy, all this and this and that. She's all carried away. So then I had to deprogram her and have her watch Fox and watch.
Hey, Gary, let me ask you. You have to deprogram your wife. Doesn't your wife? My wife has her own mind. I've been married for 43 years. I'm not trying. My wife has her own views on things. I'm not forcing her into my views. So you say that you have to deprogram your wife as if she doesn't have her own views.
Because she's a low informational voter. When she watches one side and not the other side, when I finally get her to say, okay, fine, now you're going to start watching Fox and you can watch MSNBC. Because
you can tell her what to watch? Hey, man, listen, you sound like, Gary, you sound like a throwback, man. You really do.
It was an experiment. I wanted to see, because my wife is a conservative Republican, but I wanted to see if she would change if she didn't watch any Fox, if she only watched the liberal side. And she did change. It was terrible. I couldn't believe it. It took me a week to get her deprogrammed to, so she started understanding that, hey, you can't just watch one side.
Hey, Gary, you kind of sound like a cave dweller. I'm sorry. I don't think there are many women who would appreciate, what you just said, Republican or Democrat.
Going to do. And it proved that people who listen to only one side are low informational voters.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, man, that's a tough act to follow, Al. Can you?
Yeah, but the other part of this is history. Very few people look back at the history of our politics. Not the nation, but just the politics. And over the years, you're looking at what Trump brags about, where he did the took away the rights of women. When did they get those rights? The 1930s.
Yes.
It ain't even been 100 years. Now they've taken away a lot of the rights that they fought for in all those years. When you talk about the young people not voting, what are they voting for? A bunch of old dogs,
yes,
in Congress and whatever, sitting up here deciding what rights they can have and what have you. When they went from slavery to women's rights to whatever, they constantly are looking for a dollar bill. The dollar bill dictates how they decide what's best for this country, not about the people. When we got equal rights, or at least that's what they call it, basically they did everything they can to send jobs to other countries so they can make more money. They don't care about the American people. What are these kids got to vote for? That's the problem. If they had something to vote for, they would go vote. When I was in high school, I used to go out and knock on people's doors encouraging them to vote for things that would help build our educational system back in Detroit. What do kids got to fight for now? To get these idiots out of office, but the problem is the younger people coming behind them are just like them. They talk just like them, and they act just like them. We need to start educating politicians that you represent the people, and you need to find out what the people need and what the people want, and represent that, not the dollar bill.
Hey, Al. Man, great call, man. Great call. Thank you very much for it. Great call. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Your thoughts?
Good morning, sir. Appreciate Motown Monday.
Hey, Mike. Sir was my father. He passed on a little while ago. I'm Earl.
All right.
All right.
Sorry to hear that.
All right.
Yeah, in this day of corporations are people and money speech, you would think, we'd be the best educated, highly connected in embracing our politics.
But instead, what we have found is fake news is expanding. Misinformation is rampant. And now we have a new industry called influencers that are basically wagging a dog here. And the public's the victim here. You know, for a well-functioning republic, we all know we need good information. And here we have found ourselves, our young people are getting disenfranchised. But it's because of the misinformation that's being pounded, on us 24/7. I don't know, how many political ads you saw over the weekend
watching football.
But I found it over and over and over, and nothing was a substance that you could embrace. It was all poking at the other side. It had nothing to do with truth. It has to do with influence. And now media has been pitting our generations against each other for a long time. We all know this, but here we are wondering why young people like Calvin seem to be disconnecting. It's because we don't have the infrastructure to support good information. We have so much work to do here as far as strengthening the rebar, if you will, in our democracy. It's been under attack for over 40 years now, and it's showing its warts. We want our young people to look at adults for leadership and, advice and guidance. But what we have found in this divided era is the media has put us against each other. So the natural fallout, I'm afraid, is especially young people who, again, they've been watching these same ads that you and I watched over the weekend, as far back as they can remember, 10 years, 15 years, they've been watching these character assassinations being thrown at our people, at our leaders. And when time, that's going to take.
You know, Mike, the insanity in what you just said, which was 100% accurate, is why would a society not want its youth, which is the future of that society, to get truth, to be as educated as possible about the nation and about how the nation works so that the nation can continue? Why would we not want to give them and make sure that they're equipped to be able to move forward with the society?
If we wanted a more perfect union, we could find it. But instead, the moneyed interests, are wagging the dog, and we have tribalism
right. That
is dominating our politics. It is not democracy. It's not republic. It's tribalism that's dominating, and it always will until we can regulate the dark money and bring it to light so, we can see what's going on. We don't have to, have this false.
Hey, Mike, thank you.
Fake truths.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. Phone lines are full, so we're going to come back to you guys on the other side. We'll continue the conversation. I got a lot more to talk about. It's a Motown Friday on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789.
Can't see how my hope's gonna last.
Good things are bad. Happy
you say, since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
I feel so bad,
since I
feel so sad,
since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
you're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, you know, we've been talking about the youth. And I was saying I went to an event yesterday where Reverend Jesse Jackson and his son and some Congress people were there at a church, and they were talking about the mobilization that is going on all around this nation, trying to mobilize young people to vote. And so that's what this subject is, this that we're talking about right now. Let's go to the phone lines and Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. I'm sure you've got a lot to say.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. All right, we lost Susan. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, Brendan, how you doing, man? Thank you for the call.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to say to the caller a couple calls back.
Gary.
Your daughter-in-law.
Gary.
Yeah, if your daughter-in-law doesn't want to vote, then she can't complain about anything. Because if you don't use the one right you have to try to change something, then you just got to deal with whatever comes your way. But that sometimes is the case anyway. But I just wanted to say that, you know, a lot of the younger kids, I mean, I've got a 34-year-old daughter, and I know that she doesn't get her news from TV. TV news has become just a muck and mire. CNN's become Fox Lite, trying to play both sides. So they don't figure. So you get these influencers that are on the internet, and, you know, they tend to go where they like what they hear. And that's a lot of us, I would guess. But either way, you know, I say go to the debates. Go to where you see on the internet both sides talking back and forth to each other and listen to what they say and then make a decision. That's all.
Well, and that's well said, Brendan. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Susan from Kenosha. Susan, good morning to you.
Hi, I just got cut off. I'm sorry.
You're okay. Go ahead.
I actually grew up with women's rights. I grew up in the era that you grew up in, and I grew up in that era to know what you're talking about, to read and to explore every issue. And that's how I lived my life. That's how I raised my daughter. And my daughter and I don't necessarily always agree on everything, but we have this debate, and then I go and I think about what she has to say, and she thinks about what I have to say, and we come to a reasonable explanation of which way we should go with whatever subject we're doing. Today, in what's going on, is these younger generation are just going about their business of survival. They don't see a future. And what we have to do is we have to get our politicians out of the money-making scheme and give our children a future. And if that means giving them a better education, no matter what it is, I don't care if they want to be a plumber or a doctor, we should find a way to educate our children and to give them a future that they would be proud of. And stop this bickering and name-calling. I don't like to talk to politics with anyone because it always comes down to this bickering and name-calling and I'm right and you're wrong type politics. No one listens to each other. We yell at each other now. That's what we do. And I can understand why these young people just want to walk away from this mess.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call, as always. Tom from L.A., you're up.
Earl, I have been on the show for years, and I'll tell you right now, the biggest problem, like I've always said, is money in politics, money in media, the greed of money. That is the biggest problem of all. It was the Supreme Court decision of Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Blatty. That was Ronald Reagan's Powell Amendment in the Republican Supreme Court that made corporations people. Then we got Citizens United, which was George War Criminal Bush's Supreme Court that actually brought us unlimited amount of contributions in politics. That is our number one issue. If everybody wants to, after this election, get together and actually do one focus, and that is to get money out of politics, you would see government restored back to we the people. And this is just absolutely ridiculous. And the things I've heard this morning are ridiculous. We should be encouraging the young people to get out and vote. Because, you know, that's the only thing that they have. The billionaire has the money. How much is the billionaire spending so people get frustrated and apathetic and don't want to vote? That's who's telling the people not to vote.
Well, you know, Tom, I don't think I heard anybody say that young people should not be supported and young people shouldn't get out to vote. You know, I agree with you, as always, on the money in politics, but I'll tell you straight up, the money that's in politics right now to attempt to overthrow that is almost an impossible task, because the people who have the money aren't willing to give it up. They've got the power. 844-967-2789 is the number. When we come back, we're going to talk about Elon Musk. He says that humanity is doomed if Kamala Harris gets elected. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on a Motown Monday.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.